First up, we'll be talking to Roisin Foran, and she's from Just Cats Veterinary Clinic, and she'll be telling us about a survey they did on pet names. So we'll just see if Roisin is there. Roisin, are you there?
I am. Good morning. How are you?
Not too bad, Roisin. And yourself?
Good. Not too bad, yeah. Good, yeah. Form for a Monday.
For a Monday, and the weather has changed a bit.
Absolutely, yeah. Yeah, we can't complain, though. We'll keep the farmers happy as well, so, you know.
Well, that's it. And I think we've been a bit luckier than they have in the UK. We've had intermittent kind of light showers over the last week or so, which has softened the ground somewhat so that the ground is able to take a bit of rain. I believe in the UK they've had problems with flooding because the ground is so hard, it's just running straight off.
It's just running off, yeah.
Now, tell me this. You've done a survey on pet names. Tell me all about it.
So what we did, we do this every year. It's always a bit of fun and we always love to do it, see what new ones have kind of popped up. So what we do is we survey 70,000 animals and we kind of rank the popular dog names and the popular cat names. And then what we do is we always like to throw in the kind of relevant different ones as well, which won't quite make the list, but they're certainly worth mentioning. So I mean, if we speak about the dogs first, the dogs, you know, your typical names, so that the most popular dog name at the minute is Charlie. You've Toby in there as well. You've Daisy, Teddy, Max. So you have kind of your typical dog names, I suppose. And similar kind of with the cats. So the most popular cat name at the minute is actually Lucky. And then again, you've Ginger, Kitty, you've Charlie in there as well for the cats. I think Molly is crossing over between the two as well. But then, I mean, you always have these out-of-field ones and completely random ones as well, which again, we are seeing in this survey as well. So we've had a few very relevant, where I think people are very on trend with the names this year. So we've had a few Megans and Harrys. Very relevant, you know, with the big royal wedding and everything that was. And also a few Lady Dianas, which is kind of funny, I think, just staying on the royal theme, I suppose. You know, it's always good to give Lady Diana a bit of airtime as well, you know. So I suppose because this survey is between 2017 to 2018, so there's a couple of Ophelias as well from the storm. We've seen, especially here now, we see the cats obviously coming in our side, but there's been a couple of new kittens called Ophelia. A couple of McGregors and Trumps as well, you know, very, very out there, very trendy, I suppose. And then I think the best one is, I don't know what was going on in their minds when they named their dog this, but there's a Glen Cullen's Snuggly Buggly.
Yes, I think that might have been chemically induced.
Yeah, I think it might have been. And, you know, it's unique, it's different, but I can't imagine calling it in the park, you know?
Yeah, it's a bit of a long one to call in the park. But what I was interested in, and I'm a bit of a fan of the show, there's some Game of Thrones ones thrown in.
There is. So we have a few Jon Snows, and this was actually more the cats as well. So I think it's fair to say from this survey anyway that the Game of Thrones fans are cat owners, you know, as opposed to the dog owners. So there are a few Jon Snows, and there's a few Khaleesi's or Khaleesi's. I don't watch the show now myself, but I think it's Khaleesi.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah, so there's a couple of them in there as well. And actually, I don't watch the show, but one of the cats that's called Jon Snow is actually a really big Maine Coon. He's a really strong cat, which I'm kind of sensing he's a strong character in the show. So, you know, people are very on trend with it. And I have to say,
the King of the North.
He loves the imagination.
He's the King of the North, is Jon Snow.
Oh, is that it? Well, then, yeah, he has a bit of, again, the royalty coming in there, you know.
Indeed, yeah. It does seem that Irish people seem to have this bit of a fixation on royalty, even though we don't have any of our own.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, I think, and you know, I was never myself. I was never kind of into the royal family, but I did find myself watching the royal wedding and engrossed in it as well. You know, so it does rub off on us, I suppose, because they're very close neighbours to us. You know, and then obviously when they were visiting Ireland recently, everyone was excited, and you know, I suppose it's good to because it's relevant as well. You know, people will always kind of stay on top of the trends and what's relevant, and you can see that then passing over. They kind of let their imagination run a little bit wild then when they're naming the new arrivals to the house, you know.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. Does this say something about cat owners, that they've a bit more imagination and a bit willing to go a little bit out there?
I think so. I definitely think cat owners will go a little bit more, and I don't know whether it's because they're not going to have to call it in the park. You know, you don't bring your cat for a walk, so you're not going to have to call back this random name or whatever, you know, so you can be a little bit more adventurous with it, I suppose. And, you know, I think especially, you know, what we see here, we only see cats here, but the attitude and the personality that they have, sometimes the wild and crazy names are warranted, you know, because it really does mirror their personality. And, you know, you can kind of see that the ones coming in, like the Jon Snow, you can tell that he's a strong cat. He's a, you know, that's why I didn't watch the show, but I could nearly relate that character was a strong person, you know, that you can see it in the cats that they get these kind of crazy names. And by the end of you looking after the cat, you're like, oh yeah, I can see now why they called him whatever it is, you know, that it totally does mirror it. Whereas I think with dogs, you know, I suppose you're going to talk about your dogs maybe a little bit more as well, you know, because you're going to be out in the park meeting other dogs, and you don't want to be telling your neighbour or your friend in the park, this is my dog's name, like, you know, Glenn Cullen, Snuggly Buggly, you know. So I think you do, with cats, I think you do have a little bit more wiggle room to go a little bit more out there with the names.
Yeah. Lakshmi wants to have a word.
Actually, my neighbour has a cat called Psycho. And and it's I don't know why they put it, but I think he was a little psycho, all right. He's a big, fat cat with lots of fur. And I didn't like him coming to my garden because I have a pond, and he was always looking at the fish.
And oh, no.
Yeah, but I don't think he could go in. He could never put his paw in because it's water. I don't think they like
yeah,
to
like
get
it.
Their paws wet. But cats can be pets for some people, like, you know, people who like them. But they can be an awful hindrance to other neighbors, because they can do all kinds of naughty things, like, you know, when they're in heat, they could spray the place and it smells to high heavens, right?
Yeah.
And cats are pets, but they are very independent creatures, as you were talking about their
Absolutely.
Personalities. So, I mean,
Absolutely.
They don't pay any heed to anyone's commands,
no.
I don't think.
No, that's it. And I think that's why you can call them what you like then, because the chances are, even if you do call that name, they're not going to come back to
yes,
you anyway. You know,
yes,
they're going to
yes.
turn around and look at you going like, are you calling me?
Yeah,
no,
yeah.
I'm fine.
With disdain.
<You know?
laughs> They can look back at you and run off, yes. So
yeah.
how does, like, if you have a, I mean, I don't, that cat was a beautiful cat, but the thing is, most of my, some neighbors wouldn't like it. Because they always complain. And there are other cat lovers who would feed every cat that comes in, any wild cat even.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it's very difficult, because we live in confined spaces and small gardens. So
yeah.
I think it can be a difficulty for people who...
Absolutely. And I mean, I suppose if it's a dog, you know, you can call your dog back. Or I think neighbours would be more likely to pop into their neighbour and say, look, your dog's been in the garden again. Do you mind, you know, keeping him out? And you will make a point of trying to make sure the dog is not going into the garden if that's what they don't want. But with cats, it's a whole other story. You know, you can't tell a cat. You can't train them the way you would train a dog. You know, they are very independent. They have their own mind, and they'll just kind of do what they want to do, you know. And I think that's why people love them as well, you know, is because they are different, you know.
Yes, they are. They're very independent, aren't they?
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Mm. But I think that's the best thing about them, though,
yes,
you know.
Yes.
They have their own mind. They have their own, you know, they don't take anything from the owners, you know. As I said, you could be shouting at them and telling them to come back and, you know, or to go here, go there, whatever. They're going to look like you have 10 heads, and they're going to continue to groom themselves and ignore you, you know.
They are very different to dogs, because I think they'll expect you to pet them, but I don't think they pet you.
No. And petting them is mainly on their terms as well. Only if they want to be petted, can you pet them, yeah.
So is there a special way of behavior that the cat owners should adhere to, or... Do you know?
I mean, I suppose it depends on the situation. You know, like we would have a lot of clients here that the cats would go outside and they would kind of mingle with other cats down the road, and they kind of do their own thing and excuse me, come back at night and that. Whereas other people might live in apartments where they will keep them just solely inside, probably because, you know, they're possibly on a height, which obviously would be a danger for them.
Yeah.
And as well, because they don't have the space to let them outside, you know. So I think it depends on your situation, if you have the ability to let them out or if you want to let them out or not. Some people will just, you know, voluntarily keep them as indoor cats. And, you know, I think it's just a matter of setting boundaries, like similar to what you would do with dogs, but just trying to work with the cat as well and figure out what you can do to stop them doing the behaviours you don't want them to do, and that, you know, like, it's definitely not as easy as it is with a dog, and with some cats it just won't work. Some cats are just their own personality, they do their own thing, and that's it. There's nothing you can do or say to change that, you know. But I mean, I suppose if it's a thing of you don't want them, not wanting them to go into certain rooms, then, you know, it might just be a thing of trying to keep the doors closed, that they can't get into those rooms and things, you know. Whereas with a dog, you could nearly train them that even if the door was open, they could go in if they wanted to, you know. But I think cats are, they're definitely not as trainable as dogs are.
Yes. And if they spray, what do you do? Like, you know, when there's a time they're down heat.
Well, you can neuter them. Like, neutering them is the best thing to do for any animal that's not going to be bred from. So neutering them will definitely eliminate that, because it's mainly the testosterone that's
yes.
kind of upsetting them, you know, that's causing them to do that, and it's because they're defending their territory as such.
Yes.
Whereas if they're neutered, they don't kind of have that drive to feel the need to protect their territory anymore. They're a little bit more open, and because it's done at such a young age, they just learn that it's okay for other cats to come along and that. So the biggest thing to do if your cat is spraying is to neuter them, and if you can just do that at a young age anyway, then they shouldn't kind of start that behaviour, you know.
Yes.
Now, Just Cats Veterinary Clinic, is that just as it says on the tin, that you only look after cats?
Absolutely, yeah. It is exactly what it says on the tin. We still do get some calls asking, do we look after dogs and do we look after birds and everything else? But no, we're a Just Cat clinic, and we're very proud of it. We're the second one in Ireland. There is one down in Cork as well, and we're the only one up this end. So we do love it. We think it is absolutely needed. It's great to see the cats being given the, you know, not being treated as small dogs and given the time, space and respect that they do actually deserve. And they're such a pleasure to treat. You know, we really do love the clinic here.
And where are you based?
We're in Clonsilla. We're Dublin 15.
Dublin 15 in Clonsilla.
Yes.
And if somebody wants to get in touch with you, how can they, if they want to get some ideas for cats' names, how can they get in touch with you?
There is, so we have a website, which is justcats.ie. There is an email as well. Everything will be on our website, but there is an email, which is hello@justcats.ie. And there is our contact number as well, which is 822-7270.
And you definitely don't look after tortoises.
Definitely not. But you never know. There might be just tortoises in the future. You never know.
Well, that's the one I need. we have a little tortoise at home, and, well... touch wood, he doesn't need, or she doesn't need the vet at all. She's in good health, and she does her own thing around the place. A bit like a cat, yeah. Has a total mind of her own.
Yeah.
And there's no way that you you're going to get her doing anything she doesn't want to do.
Yeah.
So do you know her agenda?
You can try, but I don't think so. No.
Roisin, it's been lovely talking to you. Thanks for having a chat with us today about cats and the cats' names. And I'm sure if any of our listeners want to get in touch with you, they'll know to look up a Just Cats Veterinary Clinic in Clonsilla.
Exactly, yeah, that's perfect.
Great. Thanks very much, Roisin. All the best.
Thank you very much. See you soon.
Bye-bye.